Well, the railway line was built in 1875, linking Ballarat to Maryborough, and it's been an operating line since then, which is 135 years. The last passengers were about 15 years ago, and I've been here just restoring the building, and I have a little railway museum. But in the early days, there were over five trains per day.
So, what would people have used it for in the early days?
In the early days, it was really the only form of communication with Ballarat or Maryborough or Melbourne. And it was a very busy freight line, of course, and a lot of firewood actually came from here and went to Ballarat and Melbourne. But people commuted by train in those days, which is now what people are doing again.
And what about the building itself? What are the, I suppose, the best features of the building?
The buildings are an austerity building. The railways built the Bendigo and Ballarat lines in the 1860s and almost bankrupted the state, and this was basically to save money. But it's polychrome brick. It's called the Creswick style. There are five of these buildings in Victoria. On this line, actually, there's Creswick, Clunes and Talbot, and then nearby is Beaufort, and the odd one out is Chilton. And it's polychrome brick. And they were built as a station master's residence and waiting room and platform.
So the station master lived here as well?
Yeah, there was a full-time station master here until the 30s. Then the railways built three buildings down the track, and they basically closed the building off and converted two of the rooms into waiting rooms. And it was the two rooms were derelict and have been since.
When exactly was the station closed?
About 15 years ago, or 14 or 15 years ago.
What's been done to the station to sort of maintain it and that sort of thing?
Unfortunately, the responsibility is mine because I'm a lessee. Maryborough's had $5 million roughly spent on it, and Ballarat has. And Creswick and Clunes have actually had over $100,000 spent of heritage money. But I've replaced the windows. When I came here, all the windows and doors were broken or missing, and I've replaced most of the floors and basically maintained the building as well as I can. But it does need a bit more money spent on it if possible.
You did tell me about an accident at Talbot here in the 1800s.
The veranda actually extended out towards the railway track another foot and a half. There was a fireman on a steam train that I don't like to put it so graphically, but he was decapitated when he leant out, and he was actually killed. And that was one of the safety issues, and the station has always conformed to the safety issues, and in fact the platform's inspected regularly every year to make sure that it conforms to those requirements.
Now, Ralph, you run a nursery out of here, but what would it take to get the station back up and running and be able to use it again?
Well, you'd have to talk to VicTrack and infrastructure, because things are quite complicated these days, especially with disabled access and safety aspects. But basically, we have a 200-foot platform, which would probably cost over $500,000 to replace existing, which just needs resurfacing, and I would only have to move a few things off the platform, and I'm happy to do that. A small car park close to the platform is what I've been told is necessary, and that's no problem. I've got enough room in the nursery to do that. Probably some lighting, but toilets aren't needed because they're on the train, and the access to the station itself isn't required.
Now, also joining me here is Max, the president of Talbot Action Inc. What does it mean to the community to have the station opened again and have passenger trains stopping here?
It will mean many, many things. I've got a list as long as my arm, and these are the things we've been tossing around. But basically, it'll mean that the town can grow and thrive, which it hasn't been doing for the last 10, 15 years, ever since the train stopped and other things stopped as well. So we've been losing services instead of gaining them, and to gain the service back again that we had in the past will just revitalise this town and give us a new reason for pushing on into the future, particularly since we have a potential tourism industry here with all of our beautiful heritage buildings in this lovely old gold mining town. It's not being exploited in terms of it being available and open to people to come as they wish. Apart from that, we have a farmers market which is being attended by more than 4,000 people every month. That's 40,000 people come here a year, and they all drive here, basically, if they don't live here. And there's one group that's going to really benefit from the train service, and they are the older people who live in the town. Many of them are still quite able and capable, but they do need more medical services, and they need pharmacy services, and they need to go and see specialists in Ballarat or in Maryborough or even in Clunes. The other thing, of course, is they're ageing and won't be able to drive anyway soon. If they lose their licences, how are they going to get about? So you can say, well, they can ride the bus. Well, the bus is fine, but it's not convenient always for older people. It travels at the wrong time sometimes, and it doesn't come back the same day as it goes. And there are people like me who are not so old who probably will be looking forward to this service continuing on an ongoing basis.